All right, hanging at the Senior Bowl in Mobile with this guy right here, the star of Clemson's defense in 2016. Well, one of the stars, but you know this face, you know this beard, Ben Bolwer, national champion. How's that sound, man?
It sounds great. It's a blessing. I'm so happy that the trophy's back home in Clemson. It's been a while, 35 years, in fact, but who's counting? So it's been a long time, and I'm just really happy for our community, for the upstate, our fans, and really our alumni and our past players, because they built this, and I'm just so happy to kind of be the senior class that brought it back home.
When Deshaun makes that throw to Renfro and you see the touchdown, what are you thinking at that particular moment?
National champions. There's a second on the clock, and I know with college football anything can happen. So I was very slow to celebrate. I cried more than I celebrated. And then I really waited when once we finally took the kneel in the victory formation, and that's when I finally kind of like realized like it happened, like we're national champions. But I was pretty excited, but then I realized like it's college football. There's 1 second left. There's a lot of things that happen. But I was pretty close to celebrate with the team, but I wanted to wait a little bit.
It's been a whirlwind the last few weeks.
Yes, sir.
And now you got to transition from Clemson national champion to Ben Bolwer, NFL prospect.
Right.
What do you want to show the scouts this week in Mobile?
Really just show that I can play at this level. I think people put a lot of weight in like the height, weight, 40, stuff like that. And that's not really where the Lord blessed me, and it is what it is. He blessed me in other areas, so I'm running with those other areas. So really just show that I'm capable of playing this level, I'm capable of being successful and succeeding and playing a high level. So to kind of come here and play with all these top-level guys across the entire country, I want to come out here and flourish and make a name for myself and stand out. So really just kind of go out there and build my brand. As cliche as that sounds, it's pretty simple for me, just kind of build my brand and hoping one team will buy into that.
Now, I thought you might have a little bit of a fall off in 2016 just because you weren't playing behind my man DJ Reader anymore.
Absolutely.
Now, you played with DJ. He's been a stalwart for the Texans. What was it like playing behind a big man at Clemson?
It was huge. He was very stout. He took up a lot of blocks from me. Kendall and BJ in the back end just allowed us to run free for 330 or however big it is. He's very athletic. He actually played baseball for our university and could sling it about 90-plus, which is surprising. I was very timid. If you see him on the mound about 330, I'm going to throw a white flag up. Like, I'm not trying to hit against him. So very athletic for how big he is and just can make a lot of plays for being the nose with his re-technique. So he's very athletic for how much of a monstrous guy he is.
Now, on the dais, they asked you about national championship, and you started rattling off names of guys that have come before you. And one of those guys is a guy we know in Houston very well, DeAndre Hopkins. You call him Nuke Hopkins. Yep. People at Clemson know him as Nuke. Why did you do that? Why did those guys mean so much to you?
I think they built the foundation of our program. I think ever since Coach Sweeney got there, he had his first 12 seniors class. And it was Taj Boyd, it was the Spencer Shueys, Stephon Anthony, Nuke, Sammy, C.J. Spiller, those type guys that kind of built the program, built the foundation for how consistent we are now. So I felt like you got to kind of give respect where respect's been earned and give credit where credit's due. And they've earned that respect from me and our entire team. So I know if the rest of our team had that opportunity to speak up there, they would have said the same thing. But really just kind of give them the credit because they built the foundation and we just kind of put the finishing touches on it. So it wasn't just for us, it was for them too.
Ben Bolwer, you want to keep an eye on him in Mobile, Clemson's finest right here. Ben, appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that.